Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Kingdom Principles in Finances. And what we want to do today is to look at some New Covenant economics. Believers, beloved, you and I have been delivered spiritually from this present world order of Satan's dominion in finances. Did you hear what I said? As God's people, we live in a different economy. Whether or not stocks go up and up or down, whether or not there's difficulties in terms of markets, nonetheless, beloved, we are free from that satanic world system. Satan dominates the spirit of mammon. And remember I shared earlier, it's just the spirit of mammon or the spirit of God. Jesus said you cannot serve God and mammon, spirit of Christ and the spirit of Antichrist. And Satan is making sure that the resources of this world, the finances, are definitely being used to pull together, bring together the Antichrist system, which will be revealed before too long. My goodness, the way things are developing, we know that there are many, even our politicians, they speak of a new world order. Bush did under his presidency. So, beloved, we are in the end of times, and so it behooves us to redeem the time, because the days are evil. Our time is short. A night is coming in which no man can work. And so we want to be diligent. We want to be faithful. We want to be pleasing to the Lord in this area. And beloved, when it comes to finances, when it comes to the pocketbook, you can really tell where a Christian is at. If they start getting nervous and tense or angry, beloved, there's an issue there. Because a person who has been liberated and is living in kingdom economics doesn't find offense, doesn't get upset when there is scriptural teaching on giving and finances. Now, unfortunately, it's a sad fact and a sad truism that there have been those over the years in the body of Christ who have not been ethical, they've not been honest, they've made merchandise of men, they have sold the things of God which were freely given with charge. They have extorted money out of God's people. But you know what, beloved? If you may have had an experience where you did that and you feel very badly, but you know what? The point is, you did it as unto the Lord. God saw your heart, and that's what matters. Trust me. I mean, if you want to steal, don't steal from God. If you can understand my faulty logic, steal from a human, but don't steal from God. That is not a good place to be in. And so, beloved, I tell you, the ministers of the gospel had a very strong responsibility, a stern and serious one, that everything they do in their personal life, in their character, must measure up to the standards of God's word. And sometimes you may have puzzled, well, how can someone that was so mightily used of God, and then you find out there was problems and unrighteousness in their lives, and yet they went on serving God, and it's hard to understand. Well, beloved, let me help make clear the picture for you. The word tells us very clearly that the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. There are many that have been given the calling of God. I mean, even Jim Jones, I heard years ago, Brother Glass went over there to check him out, and that's the only person he ever spoke publicly in his congregation, his church in Oakland, that man was not of God. He saw him stamp on the Bible personally. He went over there with another elder, and he warned his people, but unfortunately, some didn't listen, and they went to Guyana and experienced his the same fate that Jim Jones did. So, beloved, if someone is not living the Word of God, that's their character. Someone can have all the gifts, moves, preach powerfully, move in the gifts, and yet it's their character that they have to present before the Lord, and that's something we have to allow, that process of sanctification that takes place after the new birth. We have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit that we'll be yielded and submitted to Him. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. So that should clear up any confusion you may have had, how someone could be an outright scoundrel and still be used of God. Well, God doesn't retract His gifts. He doesn't retract His calling, but if their character, what a man sows, he will reap. You can be sure of that. So you can be sure you and I wouldn't want to be in the shoes of anyone who has dealt unlawfully, unrighteously with God's people, especially in the area of finances. I can speak so freely because, beloved, we've always had the highest standard. I would never even take a ministry stamp. I mean, I buy my own personal stamps. I would never take from the ministry. And so, beloved, but you know what? That's between every individual servant of God and God. But let's go on now, because we have to understand we are not under Satan's dominion, and we are under a heavenly divine economy. We must not be misled. Hear what 1 Peter 1:18 says. We were not redeemed with corruptible things as gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Satan counterfeits everything. And we have to make sure that how this world operates with mammon, with money, with lucre, we have to divest ourselves of this world system and start investing or putting our stock in kingdom commodities. Beloved, that's sound business. That's eternally sound business. Now, when I've said we must divest ourselves of the things of this world, I'm not talking literally. I'm talking spiritually and emotionally, that we hold with a very loose hand those things that God has given us. We're not spiritually attached to them. They're not idols in our lives. Our income, our desire for increase, the possessions we have, the things we own, they do not own us. We own them. We are nothing but stewards. And emotionally, we cannot get attached. So, beloved, that's what I meant. We have to divest ourselves from this world system and realize we're in another kingdom. And as I shared the very beginning of this message, there were only two events in the history of mankind. There's Satan's dominions of finances and God's dominion over the economic situation, if you will. And in the Garden of Eden, there was no money. Everything was free for the taking. There was abundance. And guess what? That's how it's all going to end up too. You can take a deep sigh of relief and a deep breath of fresh air, knowing that a time is coming you won't have any money concerns. Praise God. The Lord is going to take care of everything. So, let's begin our understanding by revealing a statement of Jesus in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, verse 18. He's speaking to the seven churches, and he said, "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich." What is that gold tried in the fire? Well, years ago I did a message and I tied it you go into scripture, that gold is tied with salvation. A man shall be as the precious gold of Ophir. The things of God, the spiritual things, are with beyond price. And Jesus says, ask. If you have a spiritual desire to put Him first, to be rich in the things of God, to store up treasures in heaven, ask. And ask of Him that gold, that you can be rich. It's the fire, tried in the fire. It's the fire that this world cannot consume. It's the wealth that the thieves and robbers of this world can't break through and steal. It is kingdom economy. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have to understand that every righteous act of a believer springs forth and originates from faith in Jesus Christ, faith in His Word. Listen to what 1 Peter 1:7 says, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Now, there are some important precepts or teachings that Jesus gave on giving. And this is just not in the area of finances. We're stewards over everything we possess, our time, our abilities, our talents, our finances, everything we are. We are stewards over what God has given us, including our physical bodies. And so to do this, I want to turn to Matthew, the 6th chapter. I'm going to read verses 1-4, and this is familiarly known as the Sermon on the Mount. These are all the words of Jesus. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, when you give to the poor, when you give to the priesthood, of course he was speaking at that time, when you give to God, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself, the Father himself, shall reward thee openly. Praise God. Is that not beautiful? And that portion of Scripture is right along with prayer and fasting. Those three tenets of the Christian life, giving, prayer, and fasting, are all part of our commitment, our dedication to the Lord. Fasting in whatever way we can. Let God speak to your heart. Praise God. And of course, prayer, that's self-evident. But basically, we're not to seek the approval or commendation of men. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you have prayer needs, please allow me the privilege of praying with you. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.